Hi everyone. As we move into Chapter 11, we step beyond the borders of villages and nations to look at the global canvas of agribusiness. Agriculture is no longer a local affair. It is deeply interconnected with global trade, technology, and consumer demands. What happens in the cornfields of the United States, the coffee plantations of Brazil, or the rice paddies of India affect markets and households across the world. In this chapter, we will explore how global agribusiness and trade are evolving. Shaped by innovation, driven by sustainability, and challenged by climate change. We will see how policies, technology, and consumer behavior influence not only the flow of goods, but also the destiny of millions of farmers. And we will discover how India, with its unique export strengths and rising global reputation, fits into this dynamic story. Our journey begins with an overview of global trends in agribusiness, followed by a closer look at how digital agriculture, sustainability, traceability, e-commerce, and urban farming are reshaping this sector. With this perspective, let us dive into the first slide and examine the broad global trends in agribusiness. Agribusiness across the world is undergoing a rapid transformation. The forces shaping this change can be grouped into three themes: technology, sustainability, and market shifts. Technology is rewriting the rules of farming. From precision agriculture in the US to AI-driven soil analysis in Europe, farmers are leveraging tools that increase yields while cutting costs. At the same time, sustainability has emerged as non-negotiable priority. Whether it is carbon neutrality targets in Europe or climate-smart farming in Africa, the world is recognizing that agriculture must balance profit with planet. Markets too are shifting. Global consumers are demanding organic food, transparent sourcing, and ethical practices. A shopper in London or Dubai now wants to know not only the price of their coffee, but also who grew it, under what conditions, and with what environmental impact. These evolving preferences create opportunities, but also impose new responsibilities on producers. Together, these trends are redefining agribusiness as a sector that is global in scope, but local in impact. What a farmer does in one part of the world echoes across continents. To understand this transformation is being enabled, we need to look at the digital revolution in agriculture. The digital revolution in agriculture is no longer confined to urban industries. It is firmly rooted in the soil of global agriculture. Precision farming, powered by GPS and sensors, allow farmers to plant, irrigate, and fertilize with surgical accuracy. Fields are no longer treated as one unit. Each patch of land is given exactly what it needs, reducing waste and boosting yields. AI and data analytics go a step further. Algorithms now predict crop health, forecast yields, and even recommend the best time to sow or harvest. In Kenya, mobile-based platforms provide smallholder farmers with real-time advice, leveling the playing field with their counterparts in developed economies. Drones are emerging as silent allies. They fly over fields, scanning for pests, nutrient deficiencies, or water stress. A task which actually took days of manual inspection can now be completed in hours, enabling timely interventions that save crops and cost. This digital shift is making agriculture smarter, faster, and more sustainable. But technology alone cannot secure the future. It must be combined with a commitment to sustainability, which is our next theme. As global populations grow and resources shrink, sustainability has moved from being a buzzword to a survival strategy. Climate smart agriculture is now a global priority, blending traditional wisdom with modern science and conserves resources. While increasing productivity, techniques such as conservation tillage, crop diversification, and integrated pest management are being adopted widely to reduce emissions and maintain soil fertility. Countries and companies alike are also striving for carbon neutrality. Large agribusiness firms are investing in renewable energy, efficient logistics, and reforestation to offset emissions. This is not just about compliance, it is also about competitiveness, as global markets increasingly favor carbon-responsible products. Meanwhile, the demand for organic certification continues to rise. Consumers across Europe, North America, and parts of Asia are willing to pay premiums for food that is grown without harmful chemicals. This shift is creating lucrative opportunities for countries like India, where organic spices, teas, and cereals are finding strong global markets. In short, sustainability is not a constraint. It is a new business model, one that rewards responsibility as much as productivity. And to ensure responsibility, the world is also demanding something new: traceability of food. In today's interconnected world, consumers want to know the full story behind their food. They are asking, where was it grown? Who produced it? Was it ethically sourced? The answer lies in food traceability. Traceability provides complete transparency, building trust between producers and consumers. For instance, blockchain technology is now used in Europe and the US to track every step of food from the farm to the fork. A packet of coffee can reveal its farm of origin, harvest date, and even the cooperative behind it. This emphasis also ensures ethical sourcing. Global buyers want assurance that their products are free from child labor, exploitative practices, or environmental damage. Producers who cannot meet these demands risk losing access to premium markets. Additionally, food safety is strengthened by traceability. When contamination is detected, supply chains can quickly trace and isolate the source, protecting public health and minimizing losses. In many ways, traceability is becoming a passport to global trade. It is no longer enough to grow good food. One must prove it. With this shift in consumer power, new distribution models are also emerging, led by e-commerce. E-commerce has transformed the way food travels from producers to consumers. No longer confined to local markets, farmers and agribusiness can now sell directly through digital platforms. This direct-to-consumer model eliminates intermediaries, ensuring better prices for producers and fresher goods for buyers. Global marketplaces like Amazon Fresh, Alibaba, and India's own Big Basket have opened unprecedented access to urban households. Even small farmers can reach international markets if they are part of an organized platform. Mobile commerce further extends this reach as smartphones become sale counters for millions of farmers worldwide. E-commerce also integrates seamlessly with logistics and digital payments, creating an ecosystem where a farmer can ship and get paid, all with a few clicks. For consumers, it provides choice, convenience, and often lower prices. This revolution, however, is not just about transactions. It also reshapes consumer expectations, demanding quality, transparency, and reliability. For agribusiness, survival now means adapting to the digital marketplace. Yet, even as e-commerce spreads, the question of food production in limited space has spurred another innovation: urban farming and vertical agriculture. Cities across the globe are becoming centers of food production through urban farming and vertical agriculture. These models grow food in controlled environments, rooftops, warehouses, or multi-story structures, saving land and water while reducing the distance food must travel. Space efficiency is one of their biggest advantages. Vertical farms can produce the same amount of food as traditional farms using a fraction of the land. Reduced logistics costs follow naturally as produce is grown closer to the urban consumers, cutting transport emissions and ensuring fresher deliveries. Perhaps the most revolutionary feature is the year-round production. Controlled environments powered by hydroponics, aeroponics, and LED lighting allow vegetables and fruits to be grown irrespective of the season. Singapore, for example, has made a vertical farming a cornerstone of its food security strategy, reducing dependence on imports. These innovations demonstrate how agribusiness is adapting to urbanization while addressing sustainability and food security. As we transition further, we will see how global investments and venture capital are fueling these disruptive innovations in agriculture. A silent revolution in global agribusiness is being powered not only by farmers, but by investors and venture capitalists. Over the past decade, billions of dollars have flowed into agri-tech startups, from precision farming companies in Israel to supply chain innovators in India. These startups are solving age-old problems with new-age tools. We see emerging tech startups building solutions in crop monitoring, soil testing, and digital marketplaces. A farmer in Kenya, for instance, can now sell maize through a mobile app, while an entrepreneur in California designs AI-driven sensors that detect plant stress before it is visible to the eye. The interest of venture capital funds has accelerated adoption. As money pours in, innovations move faster from lab to fields. What once took decades to spread now happens within a few years. And this is not charity. Investors see agriculture as one of the most resilient sectors tied directly to food security and human survival. This growing nexus of innovation and capital is reshaping agribusiness. But while investors fuel innovation, the biggest test comes from forces outside the boardroom. Climate change. No discussion of global agribusiness is complete without confronting the harsh reality of climate change. Rising temperatures are already stressing crops worldwide. Wheat yields in India, corn in the US, and coffee in the Brazil all face significant risk. Farmers are witnessing shorter growing seasons and lower productivity. Changing rainfall patterns add another layer of uncertainty. Some regions face floods, while others endure prolonged droughts. This unpredictability disrupts farming cycles and makes planning extremely difficult. In parts of Africa, one failed rainy season can wipe out entire communities' food security. But the story is not entirely bleak. Adaptation is underway. Resilient crop varieties are being bred to withstand heat, pest, and water stress. Improved irrigation and water management practices are being promoted. Farmers are learning to diversify crops and use digital forecasts to prepare for shifting weather. The challenge of climate change is real, but it is also a catalyst pushing global agriculture towards innovation, sustainability, and resilience. With this background, let us now consolidate these key learnings into the key takeaways and future outlook for global agribusiness. Looking ahead, three themes stand out as the guiding forces of global agribusiness. The first is technology. Digital tools from AI and drones to data analytics will continue to drive productivity and efficient resource use. Farmers who adopt these tools will find themselves better prepared for the uncertainties of markets and climates. The second is sustainability. Markets and policies are converging to favor eco-friendly practices. Carbon-conscious consumers are reshaping demand, and producers who adopt early will capture premium opportunities. Sustainability is no longer a side benefit. It is central to competitiveness. The third is innovation backed by investment. New ventures are not just accelerating technology adoption, but are also expanding the horizons of what agriculture can achieve. From vertical farming to lab-grown proteins, the future is full of possibilities. The road ahead is not without challenges, but the direction is clear. Agriculture will become smarter, greener, and more global. With this foundation set, we now move into the second half of our chapter, where we focus on agriculture trade, the lifeblood that connects producers and consumers across the world. Agricultural trade is the bridge that connects fields in one part of the world with dining tables in another. Understanding the flow of exports and imports is critical because it directly affects farmer incomes, national economies, and even global food security. Exports allow countries to leverage their strengths. The United States with corn and soybeans, Brazil with coffee and beef, India with rice and spices. Imports, on the other hand, help nations secure food items they cannot produce sufficiently. Cereals, edible oils, or livestock products. The balance between exports and imports shapes both prosperity and vulnerability. A drought in Argentina can send soybean prices soaring in Asia, while a bumper wheat crop in Russia can depress global market prices. This trade dynamics remind us that no nation is fully insulated, as agriculture is a shared global enterprise. As we explore this in detail, we will first look at the major exporting countries that dominate global agriculture trade. Some nations have become synonymous with agriculture exports. The United States is a global powerhouse, leading in corn, soybeans, dairy, and meat. Its large-scale farms, advanced technology, and efficient logistics give it a competitive edge. Brazil has emerged as another giant, dominating exports in soybeans, beef, coffee, and sugar. Its vast land resources and favorable climate make it a natural agriculture hub. Similarly, Canada and the Netherlands punch above their weight, with wheat, dairy, and horticultural products feeding markets far beyond their borders. These countries not only export food, but also export confidence. Their global presence ensures stability in supply chains and influence global pricing. At the same time, they set benchmarks for efficiency and quality that other nations aspire to. But global trade is not only about these giants. Countries like India bring unique strength to the table, creating a niche in products that carry cultural and economic significance. And that brings us to our next focus, India's unique export portfolio. India has carved out a distinctive identity in global agriculture trade. Its basmati rice and spices are sought after across the USA, Europe, and the Middle East. These exports are not just commodities, they are part of India's cultural story, bringing centuries of culinary heritage to global plates. Equally important are tea and cotton, which contribute both revenue and brand recognition. Darjeeling tea, for instance, enjoys global reputation as the champagne of teas, while Indian cotton sustains textile industries worldwide. In recent years, seafood exports have grown rapidly, especially to Gulf nations. Shrimp from Andhra Pradesh and Gujarat now reach Dubai and beyond, strengthening India's foreign exchange earnings. What sets India apart is the combination of scale, diversity, and heritage. Few countries can match the breadth of its offerings, from tropical foods to pulses, from dairy to organic produce. Yet, to sustain this momentum, India must continue to upgrade its infrastructure and meet stringent international quality standards. Strong exports require more than good harvests. They need world-class infrastructure. Efficient ports and shipping facilities ensure that perishable goods like fruits and vegetables, seafood reaches global markets on time. A delay of even a few hours can turn a shipment of grapes or flowers into a complete loss. Equally vital are quality control laboratories. Global markets, especially in Europe and the US, have stringent safety and residue requirements. Modern labs ensure that India's spices, rice, and seafood meet these standards, protecting both reputation and revenues. Government incentives play a big role as well. Schemes that support exporters with subsidies, tax relief, or market development assistance make it easier for small and medium agribusiness to compete globally. For example, export promotion councils in India have helped mango farmers access premium markets by coordinating quality checks and certifications. Infrastructure is thus the backbone of competitiveness. Without it, even the best produce cannot succeed abroad. But trade is not only about exports. Imports also play a key role in ensuring domestic food security. Imports are often misunderstood as a weakness, but in reality, they are an important strategy for food security. Countries import cereals and edible oils when local production cannot keep pace with demand. For example, India imports palm oil from Indonesia and Malaysia to stabilize domestic supplies. Livestock products also form a significant share of imports, particularly in regions where rising incomes increase protein consumption. The Middle East, for instance, imports large quantities of dairy and meat to meet local demand. Beyond food, imports also include technology inputs that improve agriculture productivity. From advanced machinery to fertilizer and seeds, developing nations often rely on these imports to modernize their farming sectors. In short, imports balance shortages, diversify diets, and stabilize the markets. They also serve as a bridge to modernization, giving farmers access to tools and techniques from all around the world. This brings us directly to our next theme, how technology imports fuel agriculture productivity. One of the biggest advantages of global trade is the transfer of technology. Imported machinery such as harvesters, seeders, and cold chain equipment allows farmers to achieve efficiency levels once unimaginable. A single machine can replace the labor of dozens of workers, cutting costs and saving time. Fertilizers are another critical input. Many developing countries import specialized nutrient blends that improve soil fertility and crop yields. For instance, potash imports from Canada and Russia are essential for Indian agriculture, especially in growing crops like sugarcane and wheat. Additionally, genetically modified GM seeds are increasingly being imported to improve resistance against pests, drought, and diseases. These innovations are controversial in some markets, but they undeniably enhance productivity when used responsibly. By importing technology, countries not only improve efficiency, but also leapfrog years of research and development. This creates opportunities for farmers to compete globally, even when starting from resource-constrained conditions. However, alongside these opportunities come challenges, particularly in the form of price volatility. Agriculture has always been vulnerable to fluctuations, but in today's globalized world, price volatility is sharper and more frequent. Climate change plays a major role. Extreme weather events such as floods, droughts, and heat waves disrupt supply, driving sudden spikes or drops in prices. Geopolitical conflicts adds another layer of instability. Trade restrictions, sanctions, or wars often disrupt supply chain, creating uncertainty for both producers and buyers. The recent disruptions in grain supplies due to conflicts in Eastern Europe highlighted how dependent the world has become on few suppliers. At the same time, demand-supply mismatches cause instability. A sudden surge in demand for soybeans in China or a drop in sugar consumption in Europe can ripple across markets worldwide. For agribusinesses, volatility means risk, but it also creates opportunities for those agile enough to adapt. Hedging strategies, crop diversification, and better storage systems are among the ways farmers and exporters try to weather these storms. And beyond prices, producers must face another formidable hurdle, meeting international quality standards. If price volatility is about unpredictability, then quality standards are about compliance. To enter premium markets, exporters must meet strict food safety regulations. Even a small deviation can lead to rejection of entire consignments, causing huge losses. One major challenge is pesticide residue limits. Different countries set different thresholds, and compliance is both costly and complex. A farmer may find his produce acceptable in one market, but bad in another. The certification process itself is another barrier. Organic, fair trade, or sustainability certifications are essential for accessing global consumers, but require time, money, and expertise. Smallholders often struggle to navigate this maze, leaving opportunities untapped. Yet, meeting these standards is not optional. It is a passport to global trade. Producers who can align with international norms gain access to high-value markets and long-term partnerships. Those who cannot are left behind, and this makes it clear that to thrive globally, agribusinesses must balance not only production and pricing, but also compliance and credibility. As we summarize these key issues, we move to the key takeaways and next steps in navigating global agriculture trade. The lessons from global agriculture trade are clear. First, adaptability is essential. Agribusinesses must monitor geopolitical and climate factors that influence markets and adjust strategies quickly. Second, infrastructure investment is critical. Without efficient ports, quality labs, and reliable logistics, even the best products lose competitiveness. Countries that invest here gain a decisive edge. Third, compliance with quality standards cannot be treated as an afterthought. Producers must embrace certifications, safety norms, and traceability as tools to expand their global footprint. And finally, building resilience against price volatility requires both policy and innovation. Governments can provide safety nets, but agribusinesses must diversify crops, markets, and value chain to stay secure. Taken together, these steps chart the path towards a stronger role in global trade. With these insights, we are now ready to explore how trade policies and agreements shape opportunities and challenges in agribusiness worldwide. Global agribusiness does not operate in a vacuum. It is shaped by trade policies and agreements that either open doors or create barriers. Tariffs, subsidies, and regulatory frameworks are powerful levers. When used wisely, they enable smoother flow of goods. When misused, they can distort markets and hurt competitiveness. Agreements under the World Trade Organization, regional blocs like USMCA in North America, and frameworks such as the EU's Common Agriculture Policy sets the rule of engagement. For agribusiness, understanding these frameworks is not optional, it is essential. A farmer in India may never step into Geneva, but WTO's decisions on subsidies directly affect his competitiveness. These agreements also define market access. Lower tariffs or harmonized regulations can unlock billion-dollar opportunities, while protectionist barriers can shut markets overnight. Thus, trade policies act as both opportunities and constraints. Success in global agribusiness depends not only on producing quality goods, but also on navigating these complex webs of rules. To understand this better, let us first look at the backbone of global trade governance, the WTO agreements.